Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. North and south, east and west, every section of our nation is experiencing a desperate shortage of meat. Your Kroger meat man is truly sorry he can't give you Kroger Tender Ray Beef, and that there's only a limited supply of other meat items. And he wants you to remember that Kroger is doing everything possible to get meat. But as always, Kroger will buy only through legitimate channels at legal prices. Remember, too, that your Kroger store has a plentiful supply of delicious Kroger selected seafood. Yes, and you've never seen finer looking saltwater and freshwater fish. And you've never eaten finer flavored seafood either. Yes, sirree, Kroger selected seafood is tender and delicious. Just chock full of real ocean fresh flavor. You see, Kroger selected seafoods are rushed right to your Kroger store by Kroger's special rush delivery system, so they're bound to be good. Another thing to keep in mind, you have a marvelous variety of seafood to choose from at your Kroger store. You'll be delighted with their firm flesh and delicious flavor, and with the low price. So don't delay. Get your share of Kroger's selected seafood at your Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Suzanne is at home with her new baby. Freddie has been found innocent of trying to rob the store on River Street, and all seems well in the Gibbs household. Just one threat of trouble remains. It's
Bill Carver. Freddie, tell me something. Why were you and Bill Carver arguing on the corner last night?
Oh, now, Gibbsy, we weren't arguing at all. Honest, we weren't.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look, I'll tell you what. Suppose they play something for you on the piano.
No, thank you. I would like to know what you and Bill Carver were arguing about.
Well, now, Gibbsy, how do you know that I even seen Bill Carver last night?
Because Professor Rogers saw the two of you together and told me about it.
That guy's a snoop, ain't he?
No, Freddie, he wasn't snooping. You and Mr. Carver were standing under a streetlight just two blocks from here. And Professor Rogers saw you as he drove by in his car.
Mm-hmm.
Freddie.
Hmm?
Is there something about you and Bill Carver you haven't told me?
Well, in a way there is, Gibbsy.
What do you mean, in a way there is?
I mean that, well, you see, there are a lot of things about me and Carver that I ain't told nobody about.
Mm-hmm.
But they ain't important.
You're sure they're not important, huh?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Look, Freddie, you promised you'd stop lying to me.
That's right, I did.
Well, then, if you really did, tell me the truth about Mr. Carver.
Gibbsy, I can't do that. And I didn't promise I'd tell you the truth. All I promised that, well, I wouldn't lie to you.
You mean there's a difference?
Sure there's a difference. Of course there is. Well, look, Gibbsy, it means this. I ain't gonna tell you no lies.
Mm-hmm.
But when I can't tell you the truth, then I ain't gonna tell you nothing.
I see. So there is something between you and Bill Carver, and you're not going to tell me about it.
I just can't do it.
Why can't you?
Because if I do, Carver will...
Because if you do, Carver will what? Go on.
Nah, Gibbsy, I can't. It's no use. It ain't gonna do you no good if I do tell you about it. The fact of the matter is that it's just gonna make things worse.
Make what worse?
What I know about Carver.
Look, Freddie, what do you know about Bill Carver?
Why don't you stop asking me questions?
Oh, don't shout at me.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to shout at you, but gee, you get me so sore. Questions, questions, questions. All the time it's questions. I thought I got rid of all that when I got rid of those cops.
And I thought you and I had an understanding that we were going to be honest with each other.
Look, Gibbsy, I told you before and I'm telling you again, I ain't lying to you about nothing.
No. No, you're not, but you're not telling the facts about something that I know must be important. I have an idea, Freddie, that you're being a little unfair.
I am, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I also think you know why. Look, Freddie, just look at what we've been through together. How we've both been in trouble because you were afraid to trust me with the truth. Now, are we going to have more trouble because you still won't trust me?
No.
No what? We're not going to have any more trouble, or no, you're going to stop distrusting me?
It ain't that I don't trust you, Gibbsy. Honest, look, you're the squarest dame in the world for me. I ain't ever met up with nobody like you, and I like you better, and I trust you more than anybody, but...
What?
But look, Gibbsy, there are a couple of things I can't tell you about. I just can't do it, and one of them's about Carver.
Why, Freddy?
Because if I do, you and me both wish that I hadn't done it.
It can't be that bad.
You don't know this guy Carver.
No. No, I don't, and I guess I never will unless you tell me something about him.
Gibbsy, I just ain't gonna do it. Now, look, instead of beating your chops and trying to find out all about this Carver guy, just do me a favor, will you?
If I can.
Oh, you can do this easy enough. Would you just kind of beat it out of town for a while?
You mean you want me to leave town?
That's right.
Well, why?
Why don't you stop asking the questions?
No, Freddie, not as long as the questions need to be asked. Now, I asked you a few simple questions about Bill Carver, and your only answer is get out of Rossville for a while.
That's right.
Freddie, there's a connection. What is it?
Will you stop asking the questions? Just stop, will you?
Yes, I'll stop asking the questions when you stop being so mysterious about Mr. Carver.
I ain't being mysterious. I ain't being nothing at all. I'm just trying to get it into your head, Gibbsy,
That what, Freddie?
Nothing. Nothing at all. What's the use, Gibbsy? I'm going to get out of here.
Oh, no. Wait a minute, Freddie. Just a
Gibbsy,
minute.
Gibbsy, I'm going out for a walk. Maybe by the time I come back, you'll get some sense.
Please, Freddie, wait. Listen to me. Oh, golly. I wonder what it's all about. Now what? Hello?
Let me speak to Freddie Lang.
Oh, I'm sorry. Freddie's not here.
Look, let me speak to him, will you?
Well, I told you, Freddie's not here. He just went out.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
Well, I don't know where. Didn't say. I think he just went out for a walk.
He did, huh?
Mm-hmm.
When?
Well, I told you, He just left and went out for a walk, I think. Say, wait a minute. Who is this?
That don't make no difference. So the kid went out for a walk, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Well, maybe you'd like to leave a message, because I'll be glad to take it for you. Hello? Hello? That's funny. He hung up. Oh, well. I wonder if that was Bill Carver. Hello?
Miss Gibbs?
Oh, Professor Rogers, hello.
You know my voice now?
Yes.
Well, that's very flattering.
Well, don't you think I should know your voice by now?
Well, I don't know. Well, yes, I guess you should at that.
I'm very glad you called, Professor.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. Something happened a minute ago. I'd kind of like to talk to you about it.
I see. Well, what is it, Miss Gibbs?
Well, of course, I'm really not sure, but I asked Freddie what he was arguing with Bill Carver about last night. You remember you told me about it?
Uh-huh.
Well, when I asked him about it, he wouldn't tell me.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Instead, he tried to talk me into leaving town for a while.
He did?
Yeah.
Well, did he give you a reason why?
No, he didn't give me any reason.
I see.
And, oh, as a matter of fact, just before you called, someone telephoned for Freddie.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't give his name, asked where he was, and I told him he'd gone out for a walk, and then he hung up. But I have a strong hunch it was Bill Carver.
Oh, I see. You think there's something significant about it, do you?
Oh, Professor, I don't know. It might all just be my imagination, but I'm beginning to wonder about that story Carver told the police. You know, about the robbery and how he and Freddie tried to stop someone from breaking in.
Well, Miss Gibbs, I've doubted that story of Carver's from the very beginning.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. But I haven't said much about it to you, and... Well, I haven't mentioned it to the police because... Well, if they're satisfied, perhaps it's best to leave well enough alone.
Yeah, maybe it is. But Freddie's attitude about Bill Carver has me worried, Professor.
Well, it may be nothing to worry about, Miss Gibbs, but then again, it may. I tell you what,
mm-hmm.
If it's all right with you, I'd like to come over and we can talk about it.
Oh, I wish you would.
Well, in that case, I'll be over right away.
You're sure it won't be an imposition?
Oh, no, not at all. As a matter of fact, I was calling you to, see if by any chance you were free this evening.
You mean, you were going to ask me for a date,
Well, I... Yes, I guess that's what you'd call it. But, Miss Gibbs, if you'd rather not,
Professor, I'm flattered. I think this will be the very first time we've been together when one or the other of us wasn't in trouble.
Well, don't say that, Miss Gibbs. We may have troubles we don't yet know about.
Oh, Professor, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to worry even a little bit.
Hi, Chump. That you, Carver?
Yeah, Freddy, it's me.
Walking anywhere special?
No.
Well, come on, walk my way. I'm going over to the park.
No, Bill, I think I'm going to be heading back home.
I said let's take a walk through the park.
I see. Okay. Okay.
That's better.
You just didn't happen to bump into me by accident, did you?
What do you think?
I think you've been looking for me. Okay, spill it. What do you want?
Just to remind you about something, pal.
Look, Bill, what do you want to go make more trouble for?
Because you made trouble for me. Look, chum, I ain't got a cut on my head because I ran into a door. You took a swing at me when we was breaking into that store on River Street.
Well, look, ain't you just as glad about that? The cops in this town are tough, and they'd have caught us sure if we busted into that joint.
Not the way I had it figured they wouldn't have. No, pal, you cross me, and I'm going to fix you good, just like I promised.
Okay. You can do anything you want to me. Maybe I got it coming. I don't know. But just stop there, will you?
Nothing doing, pal. I can kick you around a little for what you've done to me, but so what? What's that going to get me?
I know what it's going to get me.
No wisecracks, chump. Knocking you around ain't going to make me feel any better. I got bigger and better plans.
Look, Bill, forget it, will you? Nobody got in any trouble because I knocked you out and kept us from robbing that store, did they?
No, that's right, kid. But somebody's going to have trouble soon and plenty of it.
You mean Gibbsy, don't you?
Yeah, the Gibbs dame.
Oh, Bill, for Pete's sake, why don't you just scram out of town and forget all about her?
I'm going to beat it out of town, all right, kid, but not until I've taken that Gibbs dame and made her wish she'd never been born.
So Bill Carver is determined to carry out his threats against Penny. Will Freddy have the courage to tell Penny the truth before it's too late? And are Penny and Professor Rogers becoming more than just friends? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. You know, every state in this union of ours is experiencing a critical shortage of meat, so there's not much chance of getting famous Kroger Tender Ray beef. Just remember, though, that Kroger is doing everything possible to get meat for you. As always, however, Kroger will buy only through legitimate channels at legal prices. Don't forget, either, that your Kroger store has a plentiful supply of delicious Kroger's Selected Seafood. It's the finest flavored seafood in town. Because Kroger's Selected Seafood is especially selected for its firm flesh and tasty deliciousness. So without delay, get your share of Kroger's Selected Seafood at your Kroger store. Now your local announcer.